House Bill 1018, an act to transfer certain funds from the South Dakota Building Authority to the South Dakota Health and Education Facilities Authority.
House Bill 1018, having had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Cleven.
Thank you. This bill has been brought to you by the Committee on Appropriations at the request of the Bureau of Finance and Management. It does call for the transfer of funds from the South Dakota Building Authority to the South Dakota Health and Education Facilities Authority. The amount of the transfer would be $520,000. And these funds would be appropriated for expenditure on projects at technical institutes that we will identify. Over the course of the past several years, we have had the opportunity to listen to our Governor Janko repeatedly emphasize the importance of developing the technical skill of our state's workforce as a critical component to see that our state's economic base rises. That workforce development effort has required and will continue to require increased investment of funds by state and local government in teachers, in equipment, and in facilities. The simple purpose of this bill, House Bill 1018, is to transfer that $520,000 of available funds from South Dakota Building Authority to the Health and Education Facilities Authority. That cash provides a small measure of support for building construction projects at Lake Area Technical Institute in Watertown and Southeast Technical Institute in Sioux Falls. Each construction project totaled about $4.5 million. The Southeast Technical Institute project consists of the construction of a 50,000-square-foot, two-story building to house classrooms and labs for computer information servicing and electronics programs. The Lake Area Technical Institute project involved constructions of a 53,000-square-foot building to house laboratory shops and classrooms for all manufacturing and including electronics, machine tool, and engineering drafting. The major source of those funds were bonds, $6.9 million. The Lake Area Technical Institute contributed $1 million. The State Futures Fund contributed another $1 million, and the South Dakota Building Authority then, the $520,000. And it amounted to about $9.5 million total. And the $520,000 encompassed in this bill represents the accumulated savings from prior bond refundings and unused funds from past projects that had been financed through the South Dakota Business Authority. Perhaps many of you recall that in 1998 we passed a bill that transferred $1.2 million to support other building projects at the technical institutes. That same bill raised the allowable bonding cap by $15 million to accomplish those two projects, as well as projects at Western Dakota and Rapid City and the Mitchell Technical Institute. So of the total general fund appropriation that is made each year, $13.9 million for post-secondary technical education, $824,000 is used for bond payments. Additional funding for debt service comes from fees that's paid by the students at the technical institutes, and that's $1.1 to $1.2 million. So the real purpose of this bill, then, is to provide a relatively small yet important component of funding for post-secondary technical education, and I would respectfully urge your support of House Bill 1018.
Further remarks on House Bill 1018? Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1018. This does require a two-thirds vote, as it contains the appropriation measure. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunjim?
Aye.
Dunn-Rebecca?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest, Flowers, Frederick, Hangey, Halverson, Ham, Hutmacher, Cleven, Klochek, Lang, Lawler, Madden. Moore. Munson?
No.
Olson.
Aye.
Paisley.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Schoner.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Belandra.
Aye.
Vitter.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Flowers.
Aye.
Senator Flowers. Senator Munson. Munson. Senator Staggers. Senator Staggers. Mr. President, ayes 31, nays 1, excused 3.
House Bill 1018, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.